So imagine being an academic researcher going into the ChatGPT records, which I think is kind of weird anyway that they allow you to do that, going through and seeing what people are asking ChatGPT to do, and you stumble across a user who generated thousands of fanfics about Doki Doki Literature Club. But they're not just any fanfics. They're fanfics about the characters all giving birth. Thousands of them. Did I mention thousands of fanfics about these teenage girls giving birth? I'm waiting for the crickets. All right. So we're going to take a look at this. This is coming from Automaton Media. Academic researchers of ChatGPT user habits stumble upon extreme outlier. Yeah, I would say extreme, who generated thousands of fanfics about Doki Doki Literature Club characters giving birth. The AI Fiction in the Wild study analyzed over 500,000 anonymous English ChatGPT conversation logs. Well, that's concerning in and of itself, that you're using ChatGPT thinking it's anonymous, and it really isn't. So a team of researchers from the University of Washington and the University of Colorado Boulder published a paper titled AI Fiction in the Wild. They analyzed over 500,000 anonymous English language ChatGPT conversation logs. Among its findings, the study spotlights a particularly prolific user who spent months generating huge volumes of Doki Doki Literature Club pregnancy fan fiction. The study found there was a tendency among a certain subset of users to request fan fiction of specific IPs over and over again, as well as a pretty strong trend of requesting sexual content. Of course! How do you think they got pregnant? The research comes with impeccable timing given the recent discourse surrounding Gen AI content in fandom and fanfic. So, yeah, this is wild. It said it draws on the WildChat dataset, which consists of conversations collected through a free chatbot hosted on Hugging Face, where users were given access to GPT 3.5 Turbo and GPT 4 without an OpenAI account. So that's how they got it. Okay. Research analyzed roughly sexually explicit material. Additionally, another 67,000 conversations were labeled toxic by the data set. Imagine that. This implies that nearly 30% of the fiction generated by AI users involves sexual content. What did you think it was going to be used for? What did you think AI was actually going to be used for when you put it on the internet?